And in my meditations today, it stirred in me new questions about what it means that we are called to be servants. That is, after all, the message that we get from our Maundy-Thursday liturgy. And more than that, it stirred in me the question of what does it require for us to be servants? Now, the place that I most often go to pray with Jesus is to this last night, most especially to the Garden of Gethsemane, where we will go later in our liturgy, where we will sit with Jesus. And I've been told it's rather morbid and I should find a new place to pray with him, but I just can't seem to do it. There's something about the Jesus that we encounter on this night that makes it so that I relate to him more closely, that I feel his humanity connected with my own, and from there, my prayers are more powerful and rise. The reason I go to Gethsemane, though, starts with the gospel lesson that we just heard. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. Jesus removed his outer robe, showing in that moment ultimate vulnerability to his friends. We all have things that we put in place between ourselves and the outside world. Things that we hold on to that protect us. Things that help us to feel like we can get out of bed and go out the door for another day. Things that help us to stand up straight and to look people in the eye. But sometimes we have to strip away those things. Jesus went to dinner with his friends, friends he'd been talking to for 3 years, who he'd been sharing meals with, who he'd been teaching, who hadn't necessarily always been getting the message. And for the past few weeks at least, Jesus has been telling them over and over that he's going to be going away, that time is short, and they don't seem to get it. And so Jesus stands up from the table on what he knows to be his last night with his friends, and he takes off his garment. When Bartimaeus, the blind man, is approaching Jesus on the street and calling out to him, the first thing he does before he approaches Jesus is he removes his outer garment. He makes himself vulnerable. And where that leads me when I pray with it is, we have to be vulnerable if we're going to be servants. This is a congregation that does a lot of amazing service. We go to El Hogar and we teach the children and we learn from them. We go to Haiti and we provide medical care. We go to Habitat for Humanity. We go to St. Luke's. We go all of these places. We feel wonderful after we do it. But in order to go, we first have to prepare ourselves for that experience. And unless we strip our hearts naked, we don't fully experience them. But what I hear that's different in this gospel lesson of Jesus going is he didn't go anywhere. He stood up from a table surrounded by the people he loved the most, and he threw aside his garment, and he knelt at their feet, and he loved them. He just loved them. He touched them. He talked with them. He looked them in the eye. And he said goodbye through his actions, leaving with them the most important lesson that they could possibly receive. How could I be so brave in my life? And I don't know the answer to that question. And that's why I go to Gethsemane. And that's why, as my wheels spun and turned of what this profound message I was supposed to leave you with led me out of the pulpit, because there was nothing I could write that spoke more loudly than the act of love we're about to participate in together. We're about to wash each other's feet. In today's society, we don't walk around barefoot. People would look at us funny if we did. They wouldn't let us into the grocery store. And I know a lot of us have already gone for pedicures this week because we didn't want anyone to see our feet in their previous condition. I had a great talk with Mimi while she painted my toenails and washed my feet. She was showing me love, and I don't even know her. But what is the act of love that we're being called to give and to do for our friends? What is it that we need to strip away to go to Gethsemane and to sit for the night in pain with our Savior, who is more human tonight than we've seen him, who is afraid, who is asking to have it taken away from him, but who is going willingly? I don't know the answer. I'm not here to give you the answer, which is a good thing, because that would be a lot of pressure. I know that for me, it's a really vulnerable place to be standing down here instead of up there. But it's not enough. And so when I sit in the garden tonight, my question for God is, where are you calling me to take off my outer robe? What is the outer robe you are calling me to lay down? And when I do that, what service will I be able to participate in and be moved by that I otherwise would never be able to undertake? I hope that as you come forward to have your feet washed tonight, that rather than being embarrassed about what they might look like or who the person is that's touching them, that you might consider the warmth of those hands on your feet as an invitation to take off your outer robe and to return that love. Amen.
Amen.